Look at your neighbor and say, I am a survivor. Look at him again and say, I am a survivor. Now, how many believe you're survivors? Oh, my God. Look at that over there. She said, I know I am. Well, my God, you would have had to survive something to be here today. Glory to God. It's all about surviving. And what I found out was, when I was dealing with that different Wednesday, I preached a couple of separate messages around the same thing about the remnant of who we are in God and what God is doing in our life and the power. And that doesn't matter that we may be the remnant. It doesn't take away from the authority and the dominion that God has placed in our lives. Amen. Because the Bible did say what? That the latter house would be greater than the former house. So it's not how you look at it. It's what you believe. It's what you have your trust in. And today, if you open up your Bibles to 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and we'll start with 18, but we'll do some jumping. We're going to look at what it is to survive. I'm sure everyone in here is going through some type of trial, has some kind of tribulation, some type of circumstance, is going through something in their lives. There's something that's trying to weigh you down, or something trying to put you into bondage, something trying to destroy your focus, something trying to steal your peace, something trying to sap your strength, something is trying to take your joy. Something in your life is trying to take something from you that you need to survive. And God has given us the ability and the power to resist that so that we can do what? We can survive, and not just survive, but be blessed in the process. Amen. The blessing doesn't occur because of what you have in your hand. The blessing manifests itself because of what you have in your thoughts, your ideas, and your principles. That's what the blessing is. We always say we're blessed, but we don't act like we're blessed. Someone asks you, how are you? I'm blessed. You better think about it. In the 19th verse, don't worry about me. Me and this knee got a love affair going on. Hallelujah. 18, seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing you yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. Paul is concerning. He says, well, since you want to talk to me in your flesh, then I'm going to deal with you in mine. Since you want to come to me with what you know, I'm going to come to you with what I know. Since you come to me in your own wisdom, then I'll deal with you in my wisdom. But I'm going to let you know that there is nothing under the sun that you have experienced that I haven't also experienced. Everybody is experiencing something. It doesn't matter what it is. It is just as important as what the other person is experiencing. Sometimes we come to the idea and we think in our minds that what we're going through is so much worse than what somebody else is going through, when we don't have any idea, because you don't know what the mindset is that person has. By God, if I fall down these steps and you broke your leg, I'm going to feel just as bad as you feel. You may not think so, but I will. Because you have to think of the way I may be thinking and looking at the situation other than the way you're looking at it. Amen. So what do? We keep doing what? We keep fighting. We survive. You know, they used to say survival was all about the strongest. But I'm finding out, Brother Rick, that survival was about the ones who have the most wisdom. They say the strongest shall survive. No, the one person that has the most wisdom will survive, because she or he is going to learn what they need to do in the time of crisis. So Paul was saying, seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly. You bear and you put up with fools anytime. Seeing ye yourselves are wise, seeing that you think you are so wise and I'm so dumb. I like Paul because he just kind of just laid it all out on the line. You got so much wisdom and I'm so stupid because you think you've been through more than what I've been through, but I've learned to survive just like you've learned how to survive. I've had to survive just as many things as you've had to survive. Being a born-again believer, we think is about floating in the air and all this good stuff, speaking in tongues and laying on the floor. But being a born-again believer is about survival. The Word of God teaches you how to survive. And if you don't get enough word in you, you will not survive. Something will come along and bind you up and mess you up and tear you up and pull you down and rip you out of what God has promised you. What God has promised you, you have to stay. Your destiny is in your control and in your hands. It's not in anybody else's hands. We would like to say, well, because of that person, I can't do this. Because of that person, this is this. Because of that person. But God has given us the ability to control our own destiny. How do we do it? By using the Word of God. By standing on the principles and the concepts of God's Word. Paul said, for if you suffer, if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, what he's telling us, if you allow somebody to bring you into bondage, then that's on you. Amen. You can't blame nobody for allowing you messing your head up. Oh, my God, my God. Jump down to 23, because if I don't, we will just be there. For if a man devour you, if a man put you in bondage, if you allow someone to overwhelm you with their ideas and their principles and their thoughts and their concepts, then it's your fault. You know who you are in God. You know what God called you to. You know the principles and the concepts of God's word. Or at least you should. You've been in the church long enough. Paul said, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. Not really saying that he was a fool, but he was just letting them know. You've already considered that I'm a fool because you think that you've been through more than I have and you have more wisdom than I have. So I speak as someone that you might be able to understand, since in reality you are the real fool. It's warm in here. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors. The word labor is translated, I'm more weary than you are, in abundance, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths off. What have I done? I've learned how to survive. Hallelujah. I've taken the word of God and I've learned how to survive in my weariness. I've learned how to survive in my stripes. I've learned how to survive in the above measures. I've learned how to survive when I'm in prisons. I told you last week how he wrote one of his greatest letters while he was locked out, pressed toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. It's kind of hard to tell somebody to press when they locked up. It's kind of hard to tell somebody that God is faithful when all hell is breaking loose in your life. But you have to believe God anyway. You can't go by your circumstance. You can't go by your emotions. And you can't allow your feelings to lead you. You have got to stand on the Word of God. One thing Pastor Hart taught us, and he never changed or deviated from it, it's the Word of God that you've got to learn to stand on. And you've got to learn to have faith and confidence in God. Because there will come a time when you will find yourself alone. And you will need to know who you are in God. And you will need to know that you can call upon him in your hour of need and God is there. As it is now in most churches, most folks can't call on God because they need a minister to call on God for them. Paul said, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one, but I survived. How many folks in here got beat for? I better not ask that question. How many folks in here been through something that make you feel like you've been beat 40 times? But you survived. You made it. Hallelujah. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice was I suffered shipwreck. A night or day have I been in the deep. But if you think about some of the things, I've been through all these things, but I learned how to survive. Why? Because I am a survivor. Because I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me, who has enabled me and given me ability beyond ability to stand, withstand any onslaught that comes my way. I am a survivor, not because I'm strong, not because I'm big, not because I'm a survivor, because I know that the Word of God is my strength, and that the Word of God is my joy, and the Word of God is everything that I have need of. That's why I'm able to survive. I'm not able to survive because I got tons of money. I'm not able to survive because I don't have any monies. I'm able to survive because of the Word of God. I am a survivor because of Jesus. I'm a survivor because of the blood of Christ. That's why I'm a survivor. Hallelujah. I've been in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen. Paul said, heck, they've been trying to kill me in the south. They've been trying to kill me in the west. They've been trying to kill me in the north. They've been trying to kill me in the east. And then when I got out in the waters, they were trying to kill me. But I survived because I knew that my God was greater than the circumstance. God is trying to teach us survival techniques. You ever seen any of those shows they call The Survivor? I never watched them. The reason I don't watch them because I feel like I'm trying to survive myself. I don't want to see how they do it. I need God to show me firsthand, Sister Norm. Amen. But unfortunately, we might as well be just like them. We got camera crews following us around. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Paul said, perils of robbers and perils by my own countrymen, perils by the heathen. Now, that's bad that his own countrymen is trying to destroy him. That means that you can't even trust church folk. I can understand being in peril by the heathen. Oh. Being in peril by robbers, I can understand all that. But by my own countrymen. I had some young guys said, Rev, I'm going to come to church so I can be safe. I said, brother, you better get a cage. Your only safety is in God. It ain't in church. You better understand that your safety is in the Lord. Amen. Folks think they can come to church and be safe. You come to church to get the word of God so that you can be safe in him. Paul said, I've been robbers and by my own countrymen and perils by the heathen. I've been in perils in the city. I've been in perils in the wilderness. I've been in perils in the sea. Everywhere I go, I find trouble. But I have learned to survive. My God, if he can survive with what he had, how come we can't survive with what we got? I have learned to survive. My God, I've learned that you've got to survive, not just for you, but those that are around you. You are a survivor, man. You are a survival artist. Why? Because when the enemy thought he had you down, you survived. When he thought he was going to kill you with sickness, you survived. When he thought he was going to steal all your peace, you survived. When he thought he had you going to commit suicide, you survived. When he took all your finance, you survived. When they told you couldn't make it, you survived. When they said you'll never amount to anything, you survived. Why? Because there's a revival spirit down in your soul, and it's called the word of God. It's called the blood of Jesus. Therefore, you got to stand on the very power of God. Don't let no one discourage you. Don't let anybody despair you. Don't let anybody tear you down. But you have to have confidence in your God and the God that's in you. I am determined, Brother Rick, that I'll let none of these things separate me from the love of God. Why? Because the love of God, there's power in His love. There's authority in His love. There's healing in His love. There's deliverance in His love. I found out one thing. I'm going to survive. Hallelujah. I've been in perils in the sea and peril among false brethren. Translation. Those who claim to be believers. Whew. My God. It's a whole lot of folks that claim to be believers. But they don't know to be a believer, you have to practice love. I mean, you have to practice it. That means practicing love is going to put you in some situations where you have to try to see if it worked. Sometimes it may not work the way you want it to work. Or it may not move folks the way you want them to move, but it works. Because the Bible says love conquers a multitude. It overcomes, it overwhelms a multitude, any kind of trouble. Paul was saying, you guys crying about what you've been through, and I've been through just as much and twice what you've been through, but I survived. And you whining about what you've been through, but I learned to survive. I learned to survive because I realized something, that there was a call on my life, and the only place that they could kill me was where God wanted me to die. And it's not in the sea. It's not in the wilderness. Huh? It's not on the West Coast. Only where God is going. It's not in the wilderness. It's not by perils of my brethren. It's not by perils in the sea. It's not by perils in the city. It's not by my countrymen. It's not by robbers. It's not by my own friends. It's not by the heathen. It's not being shipwrecked. It's not being beaten with rods. It's not being stoned. It's not all of these things. But where God has desired for me to go, that's where I got to go. Whatever God desires for you to do, that's what you got to do. And you got to make up in your mind that that is exactly what you're going to do. Regardless of what you hear, what you feel, you have to learn to guard the gates of your heart, guard the gates of your ears, and guard the gates of your eyes. See, what we've forgotten is this, is that when we go before God, it's just us and God. God could care less what folks said about you, what they said to you, what they thought about you, and what they think about you. God could actually care less about what you think about yourself. All He's going to want to know is, did you do my word? Paul said he was in weariness and in painfulness. Painfulness is translated sadness or strain. Watchings often, meaning he was sleepless often, in hunger and in thirst. There was times he was on forced fast because there was no food to be eaten. I don't seem to have that problem. I can always manage to find a meal. But here we have a man out here who's traveling the countryside, who for miles and days upon end, there's nothing to eat. But yet he survived. If he can survive without food, my God, we ought to be able to survive with it. It says he was thirsty, didn't have water to drink. Not only that, but there were times when he had to go where there was no one to encourage him. The word thirst also means to be filled with the word of God. There were times he had in his life where he traveled where there was no one to help him. Why? Because the other apostles were already assumed that he was a dog and he was foolish. And that they had went through more than what he went through, and they couldn't understand why he was in the position he was in anyway after all he had did to them. Because God don't care what you did. If God has called you, he will use you. God is a forgiver of all things. Man is the one that don't want to forgive. My God, God used a donkey. He used a chicken. Let me change that word donkey so you can get the full understanding. He used a jackass. You mean to tell me he can't use me? Praise the Lord. Hungering and thirsting and fastings often in cold and in nakedness, meaning that he was out there and it was cold and he didn't have enough clothing on his body to keep him warm, but he survived. We have to get our spirits and our minds in survival mode. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm in survival mode. Tell him again, I'm in survival mode. Why? Because I'm going to survive through the storm. I'm going to survive through the hell. I'm going to survive through the trouble. I'm going to survive through the persecution. I'm going to survive through the hatred. I'm going to survive through the jealousy. I'm going to survive through the envy. I'm going to survive through all the things that I'm going through. Through the sicknesses, I shall survive. Through the pain, I shall survive. Through the hurt, I shall survive. Through the non-peaceful area, I shall survive. There is nothing that's going to stop me now. I will survive because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I will survive because my God can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I will survive. Yeah, I know. There's times I'd like to give up too. There's times I'd rolled over and looked at my pillow and said, man, it sure looks good. I think if I laid here and looked at it for a couple more hours, it'd look even better. But I could hear God said, yeah, that pillow might look good, but what you're trying to avoid is still there. And you still got to deal with it. Either you shall deal with it and survive, or you shall give up and die. And the way I look at it, Sister Gilmer, I've already paid too much of a price. I've given up too much. I've been hurt too many times. I've been abused too much to miss out on what God has for me after all these years. You've been tried and tempted like a fire. You've been persecuted. Folks have come against you for no reason. Folks have hated you for no reason. Folks have talked about you and didn't even know you. Folks have accused you and don't even know you. But yet you have survived in spite of what they said. You survived in spite of what they thought. You survived in spite of what you felt. You survived because there's something down on the inside of you that's greater than you are. There's something on the inside of you that's more powerful than you are. There's something on the inside of you that goes when you don't want to go. It drives when you don't want to drive. It pushes when you don't want to push. It stands when you don't want to stand. It praises when you don't want to praise. It's called Jesus. I'm closing. I'm closing. I'm closing. And he said, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. My God, with all that I had to deal with, I still got to be concerned about what's going on in the church. If that ain't enough, no clothes to wear, no food to eat, son. Worried about who's going to beat me on what road. Worried about who I have to dodge in order to get to where I need to get to. Wondering who's standing on the wayside waiting to throw stones at me. But yet I still got to be concerned about the church. Making sure that they get the word they need and they're fed the food that they need to be fed so that they can do what? Survive. Your life ain't no joke. God prepared and planned for you to be who you are. You are who God are. You are individually positioned, planned, replicated the way God wanted you to be. There is no way out for you except through Jesus. So you might as well gird up your loins with the word of truth. You might as well put on your helmet of salvation. Put on your breastplate of righteousness. Take unto you the shield, the sword of the Spirit. Gird up your feet with the preparation of peace. Get yourself ready. We are in a warfare. And the only way you can win a warfare is by surviving. You can't fight the good fight of faith. If you give up, you've got to survive. You're not just surviving for you. You're surviving for your friends. You're surviving for your family. You're surviving for other folks. You've got to survive. And in closing, he says, who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is offended? And I burn not. He said, I stumble. I'm weak just like you. I make mistakes. And I stumble, but I don't burn. He said, I don't burn. I done stumbled a lot of times, Brother Metcalf, but I ain't burning. Amen. Not going to give up because I'm a survivor. Everybody stand.
Praise the Lord, beloved. I thank God for you allowing this ministry to minister to your heart. I hope today that you heard something that gave you the ability to stir up the gift of God within you, that you might continue in on this race, knowing that nothing self-separates you from the love of God. Beloved, I thank God for you for donating to receive this CD from the ministries at Liberty Temple Worship Center. May the blessings of the Lord be upon your life and in your life. And may you be encouraged in all your endeavors and your posterity. May it be full in your life. And I thank God for you. And I pray that the blessings of God will be upon you, within you, and around you. I pray that the Lord God will guide your path and give you victory in all your circumstances. And God bless you, beloved, in Jesus' name.